strep throat has crept back up, along with other infections, with the end of most pandemic precautions. Strep is more common in kids. Adults can get it too, though, and strep A, a more dangerous potentially form of the infection, is higher this year in both kids and adults. Megan Meller is an infection preventionist at Gunderson Health System. Megan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
What are we looking at when it comes to numbers that we know of strep throat infections these days?
Yeah, so what we're seeing here locally, at least throughout the Gunderson system, is we call it a positivity rate. So the number of people getting tested and the number of those who are getting positive. And we're seeing that rate sitting between 40 and 50%. So quite a number of people who are getting tested for it are in fact testing positive.
Now, a lot of respiratory illnesses kind of waned, it seemed like, during COVID. People were wearing masks, not associating as much. How does this compare to COVID era, and how does that compare to pre-COVID?
So strep throat, or the bacteria that causes it, it's really behaving very similarly to what we were seeing with these respiratory viruses during the pandemic. And so, you know, prior to the pandemic, strep throat was just something that kids, you know, school-age kids just learned to deal with. But during the pandemic, cases really dropped off, you know, along with what we were seeing with like flu and RSV. And then similarly, now that we're coming out of the pandemic, you know, schools are reopened, restrictions have ended, we're seeing this surge in cases, much like we were seeing with RSV earlier this year.
Now, I'm learning as this goes on, there are different kinds of strep. What kinds are we seeing most commonly, and how do they differ from one another in terms of how severe they are?
Yeah, so I mean, there's a couple different types of bacteria out there, but the one that causes strep throat is what we call group A strep. And this is where, you know, it can cause concern because, you know, for most cases of strep throat, overwhelmingly, you know, kids recover really fast. But what's alarming is that sometimes those infections can become invasive. And so what that means is the whole body gets infected and people get really sick. You know, prior to this, you know, we've seen adults come down with group A strep invasively for other reasons. But what we're starting to see now is those numbers in both kids and adults increase.
What is the most common treatment for strep throat?
Antibiotics. And so, you know, it's very common. Antibiotics, amoxicillin, even penicillin, can treat those strep throat infections. And, you know, for the most part, it's pretty effective. Resistance or bacterial resistance is pretty rare, but it can happen. And, you know, we have seen that sporadically here. And so it's always a good educational for the community to say, if you're not getting better with your current antibiotics, to talk to your healthcare provider again, because you might need it to have your treatment changed up.
Talking to Megan Meller, infection preventionist at Gunderson Health System, looking at the return of strep throat into common circulation. If you have a question, you can call in quick at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Okay, Megan, my kids are a little older now, but when they were younger, I think my most common health question as a parent was, when do I take my kids in to get tested for strep? How do you answer that question?
Yeah. And I think, you know, this is a question a lot of parents ask because, you know, a sore throat's a sore throat. So it's mm-hmm. like, is it a virus? Is it bacteria? A really good distinction with strep throat is you won't have the upper respiratory condition. So you won't have the coughing, the sneezing, the nasal congestion. You're just going to have that sore throat, usually some swollen tonsils and a fever. So that's really a good hallmark that if they're having those symptoms in the absence of upper, you know, the congestion, to make sure that they get in and get those antibiotics.
Do doctors tend to prescribe those antibiotics without getting that strep test first? Because a lot of the things that cause those other symptoms are viruses. Antibiotics don't do anything to them.
Right. You know, and some may, but there's a really common, easy test that can be done in most clinics that can happen, you know, where parents can have the results of that test before they even leave the clinic. And so it's really helpful for providers to know that right away, this is what we're dealing with. And it kind of looks at it. It's very slick.
I want to talk about the complications of untreated strep. Now, when I was a kid, I had strep throat all the time. One time we were looking through our files and it turned into scarlet fever for me, which I didn't know was a thing still. What are some of the things that can happen if we have strep and don't treat it?
Yeah, and this is when it can get really serious. Like I said, it's still overwhelmingly rare, but sometimes it can potentially lead to death, you know, without treatment. And so that's where if someone's not showing any indication that they're improving, they might say they had strep throat, but now they're developing a full-blown rash in their body. You know, the fever is really high. It's really important that they are seen in like the ER urgent care, because that's when you might need some more intensive antibiotics to really cure that infection.
Now, if we know someone in a family has strep, how quickly does it spread from one person to another? Can we take steps to avoid catching it from one another, say in a household?
Yeah, because, you know, when we talk about like who's at risk, you know, we know kids are very commonly can get it, but also adults who interact with kids are also fairly susceptible. And we're seeing kind of that with grandparents too. And that's because strep A can spread by respiratory droplets or even like direct contact. So if you're sharing, you know, drinking out of the same cup, or just even if a, you know, child, you know, wipe their hands on a surface and then you touch that surface with a hand and then touch your face, that's a really easy way to get exposed. And so prevention is then also pretty easy. It's not sharing utensils if someone is sick. It's washing your hands, not touching your face with dirty hands, and just regularly disinfecting the household.
Now, I know flu, there's a flu season, influenza, fall, well, half the year, it seems like some years, but is strep seasonal like that, or does it come and go a little more predictably?
Yeah, you know, there is some seasonality to it. So commonly the seasons last from December to April. So it's still pretty long. So hopefully we start to see a decrease in numbers shortly. This past year, so in late 22, we did start seeing an uptick in September. So it did kind of start a little earlier, but that's, again, not surprising given how strange some of these other viruses have been behaving out of their season. So hopefully we'll start to see that resume or kind of come back to normal next year.
Now, as you mentioned, kids vulnerable to this, something to take seriously. And anybody, are there people we're particularly worried about when it comes to stress with strep, when it comes to things like compromised immune systems?
Thankfully, not really. So, you know, in some of these cases too, you know, even kids who are getting, you know, or, you know, getting these invasive infections, to my knowledge, you know, there's no other underlying health condition. Sometimes, you know, these infections just kind of behave on their own accord. And so that's why, you know, if your child is in a little bit more immune compromised, it's always important to take those extra precautions just to make sure they're not getting unnecessarily exposed. But for the common person, you know, just taking those additional steps of just, you know, if you're not feeling well, stay home, you know, stay home. Be mindful of who you're sharing utensils with when you're not feeling well, and washing your hands.
Now, within a clinical setting, are there extra steps you need to take during strep season to make sure things don't spread within a clinic? It's from what you described as transmission, it sounds like the sort of things I assume you're doing anyway.
Exactly. You know, and I think from an, you know, infection prevention standpoint, these are things that we always relayer with staff as, you know, making sure that you're washing your hands before you go into an appointment, before you leave an appointment. And then our standard room disinfection practices apply. So it's something that we're not concerned about spreading within our clinics because it's such an easy bacteria to kill with standard disinfectants.
Now, I'm allergic to something most of the year. So I have a constant game called allergy or current illness. What are some of the things that would distinguish, you know, that seasonal allergy that, say, 70 degree weather in April in Wisconsin might bring about versus a strep symptom?
Oh, I totally get that. You know, and I think because I have the same thing, it's like, is this a cold or is this allergies? And I think one of the things we just need to remember with strep throat is that you're not going to have those respiratory symptoms. And so I think the bigger question is it a cold or is it allergies versus strep throat? You know, another hallmark too of strep throat is if you have your child open up their mouth and look at their tonsils, if they have any white streaking on their tonsils, and I think we've all had it before, you know, mm-hmm. You're like, you know what to see. That's also a good indication that you might have strep throat or at least some sort of bacterial infection and need to be seen.
We've been talking about strep, but are there any other illnesses on the horizon that you as an infection preventionist in Wisconsin have on your radar right now?
You know, not at the moment. Thankfully, you know, we're always kind of watching current rates of, you know, Lyme, you know, tick season is not far around the corner here, especially here in Wisconsin with the warmer weather. So, you know, we're always watching those numbers and always just kind of staying alert because, you know, in this day and age, you never know what's right around the corner.
Megan, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks for having me again.
That's Megan Meller, infection preventionist at Gunderson Health System. She talked to us about strep throat. She mentioned ticks. I already have a friend who already had a tick out in nature this season. So keep an eye out when you're out hiking.